Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 87 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindsberg.
And I'm Logan Pemberton.
We're going to be staging out in the eastern part of our state and be at the ready.
Emergency response teams are on standby to assist in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence.
Crews continued their search today for a Moorhead boy who was swept in floodwaters.
An Ashland man is charged with arson after his mother died in a house fire.
Governor Bevin took shots at state Democrats during a radio appearance this week.
An annual campaign in Pikeville raised over $400,000 for local food pantries.
In sports, Rowan County soccer teams are both in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 67 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Disaster workers in Kentucky are ready to assist in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. The American Red Cross Kentucky has four emergency response vehicle teams on standby to help with the efforts along the East Coast. Dan Worth is the Red Cross Disaster Director in Kentucky.
Currently, we have four emergency response vehicle teams on standby, ready to deploy and support the national operation.
Kentucky Emergency Management is sending a pair of Swiftwater search and rescue teams to North Carolina to provide assistance when Florence comes ashore.
Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm, but Kentuckians could still feel its effects on Monday. Meteorologist Kevin Sullivan spoke with WYMT from the National Weather Service in Jackson. He describes what Kentuckians could be seeing Monday after the storm moves inland.
After it dumps all the rain down there, it's actually going to pick up a little speed as it comes towards eastern Kentucky. So once it moves through our area, it should be moving a little faster.
Sullivan says while Kentucky is projected to be hit, the storm is expected to produce less rain than what the region saw from Tropical Storm Gordon last weekend.
Search crews were back out in Moorhead today, continuing their search for 9-year-old Bryce Combs, who was swept into floodwaters Sunday. The boy's family released his name and picture last night, along with a statement thanking the community for their support. Moorhead Police Captain Kyle Callahan says several agencies from other counties were in town today to help with the search.
We're continuing to do the best that we can, and resources have been stretched thin over the last few days, so we're just doing the best we can with what we got.
Crews completed a search of Triplet Creek yesterday and are continuing on to the Licking River today.
An Ashland man has been indicted on a charge of arson after a fire that resulted in the death of his mother. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, 33-year-old Christopher Childers was arrested last Thursday and indicted by a Boyd County grand jury on Tuesday. Childers is accused of setting ablaze the house where he lived with his mother, 58-year-old Ruby Childers. Christopher Childers is lodged in the Boyd County Jail, scheduled to appear in court on December 31st. If convicted, he could face at least 20 years in prison.
A Grayson man has been arrested for possession of heroin and methamphetamine. 36-year-old Jason Estep was arrested by Ashland City officers after a traffic stop. He faces a variety of charges related to drug possession and traffic offenses. According to the Daily Independent, Estep is lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center, awaiting a preliminary hearing in court next Wednesday.
A former Fayette County and Woodford County teacher has pleaded guilty to rape and sodomy of a student younger than 16. According to the Lexington Herald Leader, 28-year-old Lindsay Jarvis pleaded guilty in Woodford Circuit Court Wednesday. Jarvis is facing a recommended 18-month prison sentence after entering the guilty plea. She was also charged in Fayette County for crimes with the same student. The former teacher is scheduled to be sentenced December 5th, and she will begin in-home incarceration while awaiting sentencing.
A man is dead after a chase ended with a crash in Powell County. According to WYMT, it started yesterday on the Mountain Parkway. Kentucky State Police say they were called to help the Clay City Police Department with a chase. The chase ended when 32-year-old Brian Benson crashed his motorcycle on Kentucky 11, less than half a mile east of Stanton. Benson, who was from North Highlands, California, was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say they are still investigating the incident. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market. 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays in downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Rowan County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers, and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Rowan County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is criticizing Kentucky Democrats. Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lettergan Grimes, Attorney General Andy Beshear, and Congressman John Yarmuth were singled out by the governor. According to Bevin, the Democratic Party in Kentucky lacks adequate leadership.
They're going to have to come up with somebody better than what they have as a party to have any shot of providing the leadership potential that this state would need and want.
The governor also said Grimes' father, Jerry Lettergan, facing federal charges means, quote, the end of her political career. Last month, Bevin surprised a gathering of Kentucky Republicans by announcing that he will be seeking re-election as governor in 2019. So far, Andy Beshear is the only Democrat to announce a gubernatorial run in the 2019 election.
Kentucky's procurement chief said it would have cost the state about $9 million in 2015 to back out of a project to build a statewide broadband network. Instead, Finance and Administration Secretary William Landrum said the state is committed to the $400 million project that has already cost taxpayers $88 million in delays. Landrum testified before the Program Review and Investigations Committee today. He said one reason state officials approved the Kentucky Wired project was because they had a misunderstanding of rules regulating federal education funding for internet service. That misunderstanding led to an annual $11 million hole in the project's financing plan. Kentucky Communications Network Authority Executive Director Philip Brown said the agency is negotiating amendments to the contract that will give the state more favorable terms.
Kentucky's 2nd District U.S. Representative has written a bill that would require financial literacy courses for anyone taking out federal student loans. The House of Representatives passed Republican Brett Guthrie's bill last week. He tells Spectrum's Pure Politics he got the idea from a program implemented at Indiana University.
So what Indiana did was to enhance counseling when you come in and just sit down and do a budget. How much money do you need? Counseling every year before you take out your loans and when you leave to say how you're going to set up your payments to leave. And they've seen the drop 11% in the amount of student debt that students take on. That's $31 million. So it's not small amount of money.
Guthrie adds individuals already take an entrance and exit exam when they take out student loans, but he says the new courses would be more in-depth than the ones currently required by federal law.
An annual campaign aimed at raising money for area food pantries and churches with food distribution ministries has had another successful year. Several organizations gathered at Food City on Cassidy Boulevard in Pikeville Tuesday to receive thousands of dollars in store gift cards. The money is raised through the Food City Race Against Hunger. Josh Blevins manages the Food City in South Williamson. He spoke with EKB-TV.
But as a total of the company this year, we raised $446,000, all from our customers. We generally do this throughout the holiday season, through the month of November. And, you know, the people can give back.
Food City collects the donations from its customers by asking for a dollar in the checkout lines at 12 area locations. The Food City Race Against Hunger has been active since 1992.
Kentucky ranks 8th in the nation in terms of obesity, according to a recently released report. The Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation released their 15th annual Obesity in America report on Wednesday. According to the report, 34.3% of adults in the Commonwealth are obese. John Auerbach, president and CEO of the Trust for America's Health, says this has a negative effect on the overall health of the Commonwealth.
13% of the adult residents of Kentucky, for example, have diabetes. And type 2 diabetes is very closely correlated with obesity.
The report also found that Kentucky ranks 3rd in the nation in terms of high school student obesity. According to Auerbach, the nationwide obesity rate is the highest it's ever been.
The city of Moorhead is waiting for the results of a feasibility study on a potential community center. Leaders hope to lease the old Laughlin Health Building from Morehead State University to utilize for community events. Morehead City Councilmember Glenn Teeger has been working closely with the company that is completing the study for the city.
I did talk to Dr. Morgan on Saturday and told him one of the issues in the background was MSU, if anybody was going and asking to rent that space, MSU was saying you need to talk to the city. Well, we don't even have a draft from them yet on a lease for the building. So I told him, and I hope I didn't speak out of turn, but I mean, for these big events that have happened there all the time, I told him, I said, go ahead and book those events. We'll honor those events.
Teeger says he expects a draft of the study to be available to the council later this week. MSU has said they will lease the building for the cost of the utilities and maintenance.
Morehead State University has been ranked 23rd in the top public universities in the South. This is the 15th consecutive year that MSU has been ranked in America's best colleges by U.S. News and World Report. MSU Vice President of Enrollment Services, Tim Rhodes, says the university's inclusion sets it apart.
We're pretty aggressive with financial aid. We have a variety of scholarships, and they're not all geared toward the highest academic scores. We have those, but we also have scholarships for students in the mid-range and students who have financial need and students who are in certain majors and programs.
The rankings place emphasis on acceptance rates, graduation rates, admission selectivity, and small class sizes. The recent rankings come from an evaluation of programs at more than 1,400 institutions in the South.
Lexington council leaders moved to hire a dedicated lease negotiator Tuesday should the city vote to move forward with talks about a new city hall this week. Council members are also looking for assurances that the city's downtown properties wouldn't become a financial burden. Ninth District Councilwoman Jennifer Masotti says the city needs to make sure its old buildings don't sit vacant.
My concern was, what are we going to do with these buildings? Are we going to maintain them? Are we going to still heat them? Are we still going to cool them? We've got five buildings here that we are going to be left with if we go ahead and move forward.
The council put on the docket a resolution calling for a special negotiator to handle talks with CRM, a developer looking to move City Hall to an expanded Lexington Herald Leader building.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, tonight you can expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 67 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high near 86. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 68. For your Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 84. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies with a low around 67 and a chance of precipitation at 30%. On Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 10 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Sunday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 66. For your Monday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy skies with a high near 78 and a chance of precipitation at 50%. Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67 and a chance of precipitation at 50%. For your Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 65. And for your Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 81. Taking a look at the current temperatures, it is 86 degrees here in Morehead, 85 degrees in Flemingsburg, 86 degrees in Lexington, 87 degrees in Winchester and in Inez, and 88 degrees in Ashland.
On our feature story this afternoon, the Rowan County Arts and Eats Festival is this Saturday. WMKY's Leanne Akers has more.
The festival is one of Rowan County's biggest fundraisers. This is the 8th Arts and Eats Festival in downtown Morehead and will be hosting local crafters, food vendors, and local musicians like the Woodsheep. Morehead Arts Center Director Ash Gillum says the event is a lot of fun and acts as a fundraiser for local nonprofit organizations.
Since 2011, we've given over $96,000 to local nonprofits, so this is going to be the year that we're going to break $100,000, and I'm super, super excited because it's our 8th year, so we've managed to do that in less than 10 years.
With over 30 food vendors and 45 craft vendors, the festival hosts an interesting mix of arts, crafts, and food.
you're going to have your traditional things like hot dogs and pizza and soups and chilies and things like that. And then you'll have, you know, interesting things like fried bologna sandwich. And I know Morehead State Public Radio is going to do their Spam sandwiches, which is always a big hit. And then for arts and crafts, you're going to have a great selection of jewelry and pottery and soaps and scrubs, candles, all kinds of unique items.
Gillum says the festival has an interesting way of opening up the possibility to vend to surrounding counties.
When you come to Arts and Eats to purchase food, you are going to want to purchase tickets, and each ticket is $1. And the food booths accept tickets instead of cash. And what they do at the end of the day, we do a 50-50 split with them. Or some people choose to donate all of their ticket money, which is super exciting as well.
The Arts and Eats Festival even has something for little ones.
There'll be pumpkin painting and sand art, and there'll be a bouncy house, and more crafts ideas are coming in daily.
The Arts and Eats Festival begins at 11 a.m. on Saturday and will close at 4 p.m. It's being held on Main Street in downtown Morehead. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
The time is 4:46. I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Logan Pemberton, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court. The Rowan County Road Department is currently providing heavy maintenance on several county roads to address flooding issues. Impacted areas include Bratton Branch, Copperas Hollow, Hallwood, and Pine Hills. Due to the road work, roads may be closed at various times during this scheduled maintenance. The Rowan County Road Department appreciates your patience and understanding. More information available by calling the Rowan County Road Department at 784-4492.
Both of Rowan County soccer teams are in action tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. The Lady Vikings host Russell tonight. Rowan's gals are 6-3 on the season, coming off a loss last night at East Carter, 6-5. Peyton Riley was the leading scorer for Rowan in last night's matchup with 2 goals. Promise Cross, Aliyah Barker, and Audrey Evans had 1 goal each. The Red Devils sit at 5-2-1 on the season, while Rowan has 6 wins and 3 losses. Game time is set for 6 p.m. In other girls' soccer action tonight, top-ranked Bath County is set to travel to Berea. Ashland Blazer hosts Boyd County, and West Carter plays host to South Point, Ohio. The Vikings boys' soccer team travels to Russell tonight. Rowan is 10-1 on their season, going up a 4-5-1 Red Devil team. Game time is set for 6 p.m. In other regional soccer action for boys' teams tonight, East Carter plays host to Mason County, Boyd heads to Ashland Blazer, and Bath County heads to Berea. Rowan's volleyball team plays host to East Carter tonight at 7 p.m. The Lady Vikings are coming off a win over West Carter on Tuesday, 3-2. The Lady Raiders spent the weekend at the September Slam in Scott County. East won 1 of 5 matchups. Rowan County coach Steve Walter says his team is looking for a tough matchup tonight.
Those are going to be really good measuring sticks to see, you know, where we stand against other regional competition. We don't play Russell until, like, way down towards the end of the season. So, you know, and Ashland, some other of those teams that are kind of in the top tier. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it, see what we can do.
Rowan heads to the Dink Scott Memorial Tournament at Montgomery County this weekend. In other regional volleyball action tonight, Russell hosts Lewis County, West Carter travels to Holy Family, and Greenup plays host to Ashland Blazer. Morehead State volleyball team is gearing up to hit the road tomorrow. The Eagles are 8-2 on this season, heading to the West Virginia Classic in Morgantown. Coach Jamie Gordon said he was happy with his team's 3 wins last weekend in Toledo.
It wasn't a perfect performance by any means, but we had some different people step up at different times, and I think one of the good steps we made forward was that we were, you know, recognizing when one part of our game wasn't working well and not let it impact the other areas.
The Eagles open the tournament at 11 a.m. tomorrow against the University of Pennsylvania. They face West Virginia at 7 p.m. and Wake Forest at 1 p.m. on Saturday. The Baltimore Ravens come to town tonight to take on the Cincinnati Bengals in their 2018 home opener. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
Flashback to Week 17 last season. Baltimore thought it had a trip to the postseason all but locked up when Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton took a 4th-and-12 snap with 53 seconds to play. Dalton then hit wideout Tyler Boyd for a 49-yard touchdown, dashing the Ravens' playoff hopes. The division rivals meet again in Cincinnati tonight as Baltimore perhaps looks to extract a little revenge. The Bengals aren't looking backward, though. Running back Joe Mixon is infusing energy into a Cincinnati team that certainly needs some enthusiasm after posting back-to-back 9-loss seasons. Mixon says his Week 1 success has given more fuel to his excitement about the offense.
When you're in the zone, you know, it's hard for you to get somebody out of that mode. And, I'm telling Coach, keep dialing it up. Keep dialing it up. And, I'm getting excited. Teammates getting excited. And, that's the stuff that they want to see. And that's the stuff that, the other people want to see, the entertainment of it. It gets them riled up and everybody be ready to, see the excitement out of us. And, that's what I try to bring to the table for my teammates.
A win tonight for the Bengals would give them an early advantage in the division, which suddenly looks far more competitive than many predicted before the season. Kickoff from Paul Brown Stadium is at 8:20 on the NFL Network. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
The Rowan County Football Vikings hit the road tomorrow for a matchup with Bourbon County. The Vikings are 3-1, coming off a big win over Fleming County last week at home. Bourbon is coming off a bye week, but stands at 2-1 on the season. Coach Kelly Ford says even with the win, the team had some work to do in practice this week.
We got to continue to strive and finish drives when we have the opportunity. We got to, take care of the football. I know we had a couple turnovers that it was raining out here. I mean, it was part of it, but we still got to finish drives and not lose so many points and work in our special teams, the PAT and that thing.
Ford says Rowan is still celebrating last week's win. The team rushed for a total of 415 offensive yards. In other regional Friday Night Lights action, Morgan County hosts Shelby Valley, Fleming hosts Montgomery, and West Carter hosts Nicholas. Game time for Friday night is 7:30. Coming off an impressive 48-19 home win over Mount St. Joseph last week, the Moorhead State Football Eagles look to keep the momentum going when they host Austin Peay Saturday night at Jane Stadium. MSU racked up over 500 yards of total offense in the win, 422 of that was on the ground. Even in victory, however, head coach Rob Tenier says he saw things his team needs to improve upon coming into this week's game.
The area we lack in, obviously, is takeaways. We had a lot of passing attempts last week and felt like we had some chances at some balls. And we've got to find a way to create turnovers and give our offense some extra opportunities. And so that's what I'm looking for moving forward.
Austin Peay is coming off a 24-0 win over Presbyterian last week as both teams look to go 2-1 on the year. Kickoff in Moorhead is set for 6:05 p.m. on Saturday night. And finally, in sports, a cartoon of Serena Williams that has been widely condemned as a racist depiction of the tennis great has been partially reprinted on the front page of the Melbourne-based newspaper that initially published it. The Herald Sun newspaper printed an edited portion of the cartoon featuring the 23-time Grand Slam winner Williams jumping on a broken racket during her dispute with a chair umpire in the U.S. Open final. Among caricatures of other famous people Wednesday under the headline, "Welcome to the PC World." The newspaper, which has Australia's largest circulation, has defended its cartoonist Mark Knight's depiction of Williams and is asserting that the condemnation, which has come from around the world, is driven by political correctness. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Family weekend at Morehead State University features football hosting Austin Peay at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Soccer is also in action, hosting Eastern Illinois at 6 p.m. on Friday and Southern Illinois University Edwardsville at 2 p.m. on Sunday. You can get more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. stocks rose as Apple shares recovered from losses in the previous session. Investor sentiment was also boosted as fears of rapidly rising inflation were tempered, and the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 147.07 at 26,145.99. The S&P 500 was up 15.26 at 2904.18, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 59.48 at 8,013.71. Equities came off of their highs after President Donald Trump said there was no pressure to strike a trade deal with China. The Dow had gained as much as 192 points earlier, while the S&P and NASDAQ were both up 0.6% and 1.1% respectively at one point. And the Consumer Price Index, which is a widely followed inflation metric, rose 0.2% last month, and this was less than had been anticipated by economists going into the report. And, of course, inflation is considered very important now in terms of potential Fed action in raising interest rates. So a more tame inflation report today was well received by investors who have been concerned about higher interest rates as a result of Fed action. Apple shares gave the broader equity market a boost as they rose 2.4%. Today's move comes after a 1.2% drop yesterday as they unveiled three new iPhones. And other tech stocks rose, with Micron up 4.5% after hedge fund manager David Tepper in an interview said he was still very, very long the stock. Nvidia gained 1.2%. Boeing shares closed 0.6% higher after rising as much as 2%. Caterpillar stock ended today up almost 1%. And, of course, Boeing and Caterpillar are considered trade bellwethers because of their large exposure to overseas markets. In the commodities markets, oil was down 2.25% at $68.79 a barrel. Gold was down 0.3% at $1,207 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were down slightly, with the Stock 600 index down 0.2%. In Asia, stocks were strong, with the Nikkei up almost 1% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 2.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were Apple and IBM, while the worst performers were McDonald's and Home Depot. In the S&P 500, the best performers were DaVita and International Flavors and Fragrances, while your worst performers were Kroger and Advanced Micro Devices. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 80 cents at 84.63, CSX down 96 cents at 73.18, Marathon Petroleum down 11 cents at 84.09, AK Steel down 2 cents at 4.37, AEP up 46 cents at 72.97, and Kroger was down $3.15, finishing at 28.58. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
Taking one more look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high near 86. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Going into your weekend on Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 84. And Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy with a low around 67. And a chance of precipitation at 30%. Taking a look at the current temperatures, it is 86 degrees here in Moorhead, 85 degrees in Flemingsburg, 86 degrees in Lexington, 87 degrees in Winchester and in Inez, and 88 degrees in Ashland.
And that'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Chaz Jenkins, Nacogdoches Miller, Leanne Akers, and Tanner Boyd. From WUKY, Josh James, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke with your stock report. And our feature segment came from WMKY's own Leanne Akers. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Logan Pemberton and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All things considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.